Evict Couch Lewis is from Ngāi Tahu, Ngāti Whiki and Ngāti Waiwai. She is also well familiar with the Māori community in and around Littleton Harbour. And she speaks on behalf of the local hapū, the Ngāti Whiki. Now, Russell Coutts, you might have noted in our news, says iwi officials had an extreme dolphin policy that halted racing on the first day of the Sail GP event in the harbour, which was set to get underway on Saturday, but was delayed after a dolphin was spotted in the racing zone. After it hadn't moved, after a couple of hours, the day's racing was abandoned entirely. You'll have your own thoughts on this. As Tangata Whenua, we too know that these beautiful mammals need protection. So it's a bit of a playoff at the moment, I guess, between the Sail GP organisers and our whānau from Ngāti Whiki in the harbour. And Yvette Couch Lewis is kindly with us to have a reflection on where we're at with that one. Yvette, tēnā koe, ko Dale tēnei. Thank you for joining us on Pākehā. Yvette, mauri ora kia koe tu hine.
Kia ora and kapai. Thank you for having us to speak. It's really important to the hapū that we're able to speak to Māori katoa media. That's what's important to us in terms of letting you all know, our view, our kaupapa around this. So kapai. Kapai for contacting.
Well, I thank you for joining us too, and it's caught everyone a little bit on the hop, Yvette. I know it's for the sailing community, it's a big day, big gig. I did watch the final yesterday, and it was quite thrilling. But I know that there were deliberately measures put in place to protect our marine life. Firstly, just describe what occurs in the harbour, and my apologies, I should have found out our Māori name for Littleton Harbour. What is that?
Whakaraupō. So Whakaraupō is, tō tapu o Ngāti Whiki. It is the most significant piece of water, piece of this moana. Everything within our harbour ends up within our moana. So the protection of Whakaraupō and all of the species, all of our species, is important to us. More importantly, our taonga within Whakaraupō, within our settlements. The settlement drives me and the mahi that I undertake on behalf of my hapū. This Whakaraupō and the Hector's dolphins, the Opoku Hui, they are our taonga. Whilst this mammal is right up the coastline of Ngāi Tahu, it is known, it is its home during the time of calving and during the time of the kohanga period of teaching the pepe, how to fish, how to harvest, to do all those critical things that are needed during that time. So, during that period of February, March, these dolphins, mama and pepe, need as much protection as we can put around them. But in saying that, we do look at working with our partners and with our communities to be able to look at events such as this. But there are regulations, there are consequences in terms of coming into Whakaraupō. Yes, kia ora.
Tēnā koe. Well, it's first and foremost, while Māori, we want to protect our taonga, in this case, the marine mammals and all the species that call Whakaraupō home, there are many in New Zealand who would support the iwi stance here. So I can't help note that Russell Coutts, who himself has made a fortune out of sailing, and many regard the whole regatta as, millionaires and their toys. I don't want to be too dismissive there because, as I say, it was a thrilling race for many and the shoreline was packed yesterday. But don't you think it's a bit rich blaming just Māori for our stand here about the marine reserve? It's a marine reserve, is it not?
It is. It is. It is a marine reserve. So they, they are playing within our marine mammal protection area. So they are governed by the Marine Protection Act and the Marine Mammal Protection Regulations. And that legislation directs how vessels must behave around marine mammals. And it says, you know, about they're not allowed to harass or disturb them. So if a dolphin's sitting in the middle of a race course, nothing can go into that race course because it is against the rules and the regulations. And all vessels, regardless whether you are a spectator or whether you are a SailGP F50, you have to abide by that legislation. So even our tangatiaki who have a boat working on the day, they are, you know, bound by that legislation. So, yes, SailGP sign up to that. They sign up. They come to Whakaraupua knowing that they are governed by that legislation. Can I also say, though, that the relationship within Whakaraupua Ōtautahi is one where we work in partnership with the Department of Conservation, Environment Canterbury, and with Canterbury New Zealand. We have a strong partnership within there, and so that is why we are involved with the Marine Mammal Plan. That Marine Mammal Plan is not signed off unless the partners of the Department of Conservation and Ngāti Whiki are in agreement with that document, and the other partners will then activate the Marine Mammal Plan. Our role is to ensure that what is within that plan is upheld over the time of the event.
What can you tell us about Saturday? Because Russell Coutts is blaming UN officials for an extreme dolphin policy. Obviously, you monitored where this Taonga was, and in the end, the race was abandoned for Saturday. He's holding iwi to blame. What was the process? Did you have people on the water hoping that the dolphin would swim out of the racing zone? And then ultimately, whose decision was it to go ahead or not?
Yes, well, how it works is that within the Marine Mammal Plan, and can I say that this event worked. The Marine Mammal Plan was a success. In that, can I say that on Saturday, when that race was stopped and did not go ahead, it was a triumph for conservation. It showed that nature can be put first, the environment. Secondly, it enabled on the Sunday, that plan enabled on the Sunday to be able to have the race, the races occur, and more importantly, it was a success for New Zealanders because New Zealand won. And you're right, Dale, it's exciting, it's dynamic. Unfortunately, I don't get to see it. I'm in the control room and I'm making sure that the Marine Mammal Plan is upheld. If a dolphin is in the middle of the course, so let's talk about what happened on Saturday. There was a number of dolphins within the harbour, within the race course, and the race course is set out. Within the Marine Mammal Plan, we discussed that race course. We worked with SailGP in terms of how that race course can be used over the day, depending on wind, depending on Hector's dolphins, where they are, to enable a race to be able to occur. We have buffer zones around that to make sure that our hectares are protected, and when they come in, there is a shutdown, and nothing will occur within there, within that shutdown zone. So the regulations will occur. That means you drop down to 5 knots. No sail GP F50s will be up on their foils. We have eyes on the whenua, eyes that are looking for Hector's dolphins. They are amazing. This plan worked because of those eyes, those people that volunteered to come and look for these mammals. We have 4 boats on the water and that are there to be able to spot the dolphins. They follow the dolphins. We know exactly where they are. So in the control room, we know where those dolphins are, and we are making those calls. We have an independent person who is sitting there, so it's not Sail GP, it is not Mana Whenua, it is an independent. We are all working together to be able to help that independent person make a decision as to whether a race goes or not. So within that control room, there is not only the legislation that this race is moved by, it is also that marine mammal plan, which all partners signed up for. And Dale, it worked. It worked successfully. This dolphin and a number of dolphins, they moved in and around the course. We looked at the course differently, but there was one there, he just kept hanging around, and he just kept moving backwards and forwards from the inner harbour and going west, and, you know, he was moving around. He wasn't going to go. No racing, no boat is allowed within that area going more than 50 knots within that space. And it is my role, my job on behalf of the hapu to make sure that those rules or what we committed to within the marine mammal plan is upheld. And Dale, that is last year, you know, when the race went ahead, you know, we as a hapu, we spoke to the partners and we said we'd only go back in to 2024 if the marine mammal plan was looked at and there was that buy-in from all the partners. And we have worked really hard and diligently to enable Sail GP to come back at short notice. And I just, you know, word out there, all those volunteers made that marine mammal plan work and protected our dolphins. Yes, it was one dolphin. The loss of one dolphin in our harbour is one too many. And that is a message that needs to be put across. One death is too many.
Well,
We will go into Tangi if one was hit.
Well, thank you for sharing the corridor here. I think it resonates with our people. It's not as if Sail GP weren't aware of what was going on here. And so this rear guard criticism of Ngai Māori putting a stop to racing on Saturday by Russell Coutts doesn't sit so comfortably with me. And they knew the ground rules or the rules that applied here when they decided to stage it at Lyttelton or Whakarapo. And hey, it all played out okay. Yesterday was brilliant. And, you know, would you be interested in hosting again?
Well, that's up to Russell Coutts, isn't it? I can't really comment on, you know, the mahi that Russell Coutts does. That is for our hapu to decide. We've just got through 2024, and in terms of Te Hapu Ngāti Whiki, we do believe that we upheld the mana and our kaitiakitanga of our hapu in collaboration with our partners.